This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. It's been a crazy week for journalists. The FBI director was fired, and he learned about it from the media. And the White House press corps was shut out of a meeting with President Donald Trump and the Russian ambassador and foreign minister. The Russian state media, though, got to stay in the room. But let's talk about the really, really big news, the engagement of the co-host of Morning Joe. After 10 years of sparring on air about politics and other news, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski told Vanity Fair last week that they're engaged. Of course, it was mocked on Saturday Night Live.
Your part, the Republican part, is completely morally bankrupt.
Oh, Mika,
at this point.
No, that's enough, okay? You're being snickety because, you know, it pushes my buttons.
Does it? Push your buttons.
It does.
Kelly, did you have any idea that Joe and Mika were a thing?
Me personally? Well, no, but I don't read the gossip columns. I did a little bit of research on this. And Page Six, the New York Post's gossip column, has been all over the story for almost a year. So Mika and Joe are the hosts of Morning Joe. This is MSNBC's signature morning show that focuses on politics. Among the cable channels, it's the number two show, but it's been growing in audience. So has everybody else, though, right? So it's a number two show. It's not the biggest show. It's not the smallest show. And these two are known for bickering like a married couple. This is apparently long before they started a relationship.
Does this coupling become part of their shtick now?
You mean more so than it already is? I mean, I'm not sure. So far, they haven't changed their tone very much. They did ever so slightly and sarcastically acknowledge the SNL bit. But I don't know that the audience wants much more than that. Here's a clip from them a few weeks ago, before they even acknowledged their relationship, when they were bickering about all things nepotism.
I think if you looked at Bobby Kennedy's record, you'd say some good things came out of that. And no. Ivanka
so you're comparing
Trump,
Ivanka
Jared,
Trump to Bobby Kennedy?
You don't have to be so snotty.
No,
I was
I'm
about to
curious.
Say you didn't let me get it out. You don't have to be so rude.
Well, no.
The fact of the matter is that they are not Bobby Kennedy, as I was about to say, but you wanted to get your cheap shot in, so you got your cheap shot in.
Right. So they're a little edgy as it is. I don't know that we want much more of that.
Now, is there any precedent for this?
Not really. I mean, journalists marry other journalists all the time. That's really, really common in our business. And many, many times they work in the same newsrooms. And sometimes they even work for rival newsrooms. But rarely are they on the air together. The one example that I could think of is Mary Matlin and James Carville. And they're not really journalists. They're political analysts for CNN. But they're married, and most people who watch them don't even know that they're married. I sure hope this marriage works out for them, because as contentious as they are now, I don't know how they could possibly stay on the air if they really weren't getting along.
So Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, do you think they'll get married on the show?
I have no idea, but you know, President Trump did offer to officiate the wedding. I'm not sure MSNBC's audience will be down with that, but it's standing.